right. What you been driving?
Okay, the big bad Toyota Sequoia four-wheel drive for 2023. It's got the iForce twin-turbo V6, but it also has a hybrid motor build. Sorry about that. But, anyway, 437 horsepower, 583 pound-feet of torque, 9,520 pounds of towing. Power running boards. Boy, I like that. But anyway, this is a big full-size three-row SUV, so the hybrid part of it just gives it a little bit better mileage and a little bit bigger boost when you put your foot in it. Part-time four-wheel drive with electronically controlled transfer case and auto-limited slip, all that good stuff. 22-inch dark chrome alloy wheel. Just a good-looking car. Big, roomy interior. 14-inch multimedia Apple CarPlay screen. 14-speaker JBL system. 3-zone climate control. Semi-aniline leather-trimmed power-adjustable driver passenger front seats with power lumbar. Captain's chairs in the second row, which is great, which makes it easier to get into the third row. Power folding sliding third row with an adjustable cargo shelf. So you get a lot of room in there. Power liftgate, which helps out. This thing's a whopper. Good-looking car, great running. And for the size, again, with a little help from the hybrid engine, 19 miles per gallon in the city, 22 on the highway, and you'll have fun with all those drive modes. It's a dandy vehicle, and it's Bob money, too. This one loaded to the gills is right at $80,000. But, hey, it's a Toyota. Oh, what you do for me. Check it out, the 2023 Sequoia four-wheel drive. This was the capstone edition.
You need to arrange a guest for the show. That is a electric guru to talk about the different variables.
And really explain it.
Yeah, and explain why there's such resistance.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
And also get into the details, because it is an outdoor show.
I want resistance. I just look at you. I mean...
Yeah, but no, I'm talking about...
Right.
Saw something recently on the Pecos River.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an association of landowners around there that are opposed to the wind turbines.
Ah.
Because they don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want their views obstructed.
Right.
And yes, landowners can do what they want. So it's kind of like other rights.
Mm-hmm.
Your rights until they infringe on those of others, you know, where there's a problem.
Well, I mean, I know I can sympathize with that, because now for some time when I look out my bedroom window at night at El Rancho Gun, I'm seeing these giant
red flashing
floodlights at the sand plant.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good distance away. I'm going like, why? You know, can't you point them down at least? You know, but a big intrusion.
Yeah, and it also impacts avian wildlife.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sure.
So. See what you can come up with.
I'll research on that.
Yeah, obviously, because they're having some real problems in that industry, regardless of what manufacturers are saying.
True.
Okay.
True.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back from wrestling with electric to calling turkeys here on Texas Outdoor News.